Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive. Today, we are going to be diving into Africa's luxury market.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, it's a really interesting topic, I think. It's been making headlines, and for good reason. You know, huge growth, 12% in 2024, hitting $6 billion.
Yeah, that's remarkable, isn't it?
It really is. And that's what makes me wonder, what is driving this and how is it impacting, you know, the rest of the world, that the global luxury landscape.
It's really interesting to see how intertwined this growth is with, I guess, the broader trends happening across the continent right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, economic development, rapid urbanization, mm-hmm. a rising class of consumers who are discerning with what they want. It's a really interesting dynamic. You get this huge demand for luxury goods and experiences, and it's not just like a passing fad. It feels like a fundamental shift.
Yeah, and I think it's so important to kind of look beyond the numbers and ask, you know, what does luxury even mean in an African context? Is it the same as the traditional luxury markets that we see, you know, in Europe? Or
that's a really key question. And I think one of the things that sets African luxury apart is that it often goes beyond just the price tag. It's deeply connected to heritage craftsmanship and this sense of cultural identity, which you see reflected in the rising popularity of, you know, brands that are incorporating traditional techniques
and
materials into their designs, whether it's, you know, hand-woven textiles or locally sourced gemstones.
So almost a redefinition of luxury, moving away from the purely Western ideals and embracing this more localized approach.
Absolutely. And it really resonates with consumers who are looking for something unique.
Yeah.
Something that has a story behind it. You know, they're drawn to brands that reflect their values and connect them to a richer cultural experience.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, looking at the different regions our sources highlighted, South Africa, Nigeria, and East Africa as major players, what is driving the luxury market in each of these areas?
Yeah, so South Africa is really interesting because it's long been associated with luxury, particularly in the wine and diamond industries. It still holds the largest market share, you know, almost 30%. But what's changing is the type of luxury that's in demand. So we're seeing a rise in bespoke experiences, you know, high-end ecotourism, a focus on exclusivity and personalized service.
So building on this existing foundation, but also evolving to meet those changing demands of a more globalized and discerning clientele.
Exactly. And then you've got Nigeria, which is a totally different story. It's fueled by oil wealth, and it has a burgeoning tech scene, which is attracting a much younger demographic with a taste for luxury fashion, high-end vehicles, and statement pieces. This is a much flashier, more outward expression of luxury.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting to see how those different cultural influences are shaping the type of luxury goods that are popular in each of those regions.
And then, of course, you have East Africa, with Kenya and Rwanda emerging as hotspots. Nairobi, in particular, is becoming a hub for luxury tourism, particularly for eco-conscious brands. This kind of taps into the global trend of sustainable luxury, but it's also driven by a desire to showcase Africa's, you know, incredible natural beauty in a way that's responsible and preserves those local communities.
So a blend of those global trends and local influences shaping the market. What about specific sectors? Driving this growth, our sources highlighted fashion, real estate, and wines and spirits as key areas.
Fashion in particular is really interesting because we're seeing this wave of African designers gaining international recognition, and they're not just creating beautiful clothes, they're challenging perceptions and redefining what African luxury fashion can be. They're blending traditional techniques with modern aesthetics, incorporating local textiles, collaborating with global brands to kind of tell a new story about Africa.
Yeah, pushing those boundaries, becoming a platform to really showcase that creativity and heritage on a global stage.
Absolutely. And it's not just clothing. We're seeing that same spirit of innovation in the jewelry and accessories sector. Africa, with its rich resources in, you know, precious metals and gemstones, mm-hmm. is home to brands that are creating exquisite pieces, mm-hmm. really celebrating African artistry and craftsmanship.
Speaking of artistry, what about those South African wines? Are they still holding their own in this booming market?
Oh, absolutely. South African wines are definitely a major player, and they're experiencing a surge in exports, particularly in discerning markets in Europe and Asia. But it's interesting that they're not resting on their laurels. You know, we're seeing a lot of innovation in the wine industry. Winemakers are experimenting with new varietals, sustainable farming practices, even unique blending techniques to create exceptional vintages.
So capitalizing on that existing reputation, but also pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It sounds like the entire luxury landscape in Africa is embracing this spirit of innovation, pushing beyond those traditional expectations. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's look at what's fueling this phenomenal growth.
Yeah, the underlying factors, I think, are really fascinating and go beyond just economics. It's about a shift in perception, both within Africa and globally.
Yeah, it feels like a perfect storm, you know, economic growth, this rising middle class, and this shift in how people perceive Africa, both from within and from the outside. What are some of the key factors contributing to that?
Well, I think we can't underestimate the power of digital transformation.
Yeah.
You know, e-commerce and digital marketing are breaking down those geographical barriers, allowing consumers across the continent and globally to discover and engage with African luxury brands in a way that just wasn't possible before.
Yeah, it's almost like a democratization of luxury, making it more accessible to a wider audience. But with that increased access, does that dilute the sense of exclusivity that we often associate with luxury?
That's a really good point. And I think, you know, African luxury brands are navigating this really well. They're leveraging these digital platforms to tell their stories, to showcase their craftsmanship, to create a sense of community around their brands. It's not just about, you know, selling a product. It's about sharing a culture, a heritage, a vision.
Creating that deeper connection with the consumer, something that goes beyond the transactional and taps into that more emotional and aspirational level.
Precisely. And this ties into another key trend that we're seeing, which is the rise of eco-conscious luxury. So consumers are demanding, you know, sustainability and ethical practices from the brands that they support. And this aligns perfectly with Africa's rich tradition of craftsmanship, natural resources, and, you know, community-based production.
Yeah, our sources highlighted some really exciting product categories that are taking off in this space. African chocolatiers, for example, seem to be having a moment. What is driving their success?
You know, it's about time. Africa produces the majority of the world's cocoa. Yet for so long, African chocolatiers haven't really received the recognition they deserve. Now, brands like Ghana's 57, Chocolate Madagascar's Madagasse are really changing the game. They're not just creating delicious chocolate. They're highlighting the bean-to-bar journey, emphasizing ethical sourcing, showcasing the unique flavors of African cocoa beans.
So they're reclaiming the narrative around chocolate, bringing it back to its African roots, infusing it with that sense of authenticity and social responsibility.
Exactly. And this focus on sustainability extends to other sectors as well. So in luxury tourism, we're seeing this huge surge in demand for eco lodges. You know, wildlife conservation experiences cultural immersion trips. Travelers want to experience Africa's natural beauty and cultural richness, but in a way that's respectful and sustainable.
So it's not just about ticking off destinations on a bucket list. It's about connecting with the soul of Africa and supporting those local communities.
And let's not forget about the role of technology in shaping the African luxury experience as well. We're seeing this rise in smart homes, you know, bespoke tech services, innovative gadgets designed to cater to this discerning clientele who expect the best of the best.
It's interesting to see how technology is kind of enhancing that luxury experience. But at the same time, there's that strong counter movement towards slowing down, disconnecting, and embracing a more mindful approach.
Absolutely. Luxury in Africa isn't just about opulence and material possessions. It's about connecting with nature, embracing those cultural traditions, seeking that sense of inner peace and well-being. You see this reflected in the growing popularity of wellness retreats, yoga and meditation retreats, spa experiences that incorporate those indigenous healing practices.
Yeah, like a return to the essence of luxury, you know, focusing on those experiences that nourish the mind, body, and soul.
And this connects back to that idea of redefining luxury, right? It's not just about what you own. It's about how you live what you experience, how you contribute to a better world. And African luxury brands are at the forefront of this movement, and they're inspiring a new generation of consumers who are seeking that more mindful and purpose-driven approach to luxury.
Our sources highlighted some specific products and brands that are really making waves in this market. Let's dive into those and see what's capturing the attention of the world.
Yeah, let's start with fashion.
Sounds good. We've already touched on the emergence of African designers on the global stage, but what are some of the specific brands and trends that stand out?
Well, one brand that's been getting a lot of buzz is Tongoro, a Senegalese fashion label founded by Sarah Diouf. Their designs are bold and colorful and infused with this sense of African heritage. They use locally sourced fabrics, employ local artisans, creating a sustainable and ethical supply chain that empowers these communities.
Weaving together fashion culture and social impact into this beautiful tapestry. And I've also heard about Christie Brown, a Ghanaian brand known for its stunning prints and sophisticated silhouettes.
Yeah, Christie Brown's another great example of a brand that's celebrating African artistry and craftsmanship. Their designs often incorporate traditional Adinkra symbols and motifs, giving them this unique cultural significance. And they're not just creating beautiful clothes, they're also using fashion as a platform to empower women and to tell these stories about African history, and heritage.
Amazing to see how these brands are using fashion as a form of self-expression and cultural storytelling. And what about jewelry and accessories? Any standout brands or trends in that space?
Oh, absolutely. One brand that's caught my eye is Jenna Clifford, a South African jewelry designer known for her exquisite pieces that often incorporate ethically sourced diamonds and rare gemstones. Her designs are bold and statement-making, but they also have this timeless elegance that transcends trends.
Striking that perfect balance between luxury and responsibility. And I've also heard about Jokojoke, a Kenyan brand known for its intricate beadwork and use of recycled materials.
Yeah, Jokojoke's a fantastic example of a brand that's blending traditional craftsmanship with a modern aesthetic. They work with local artisans to create these unique pieces that celebrate Kenyan culture and heritage, and their commitment to sustainability adds another layer of depth to their brand.
It's so inspiring to see these brands succeeding on a global scale while also staying true to their roots and supporting their communities. Now let's shift gears and talk about something that always tantalizes the taste buds, food and beverages.
Ah, yes. We can't forget about the culinary delights that Africa has to offer.
We've already touched on the success of African chocolatiers, but what else is happening in the world of fine wines, spirits, and artisanal food products?
Well, in the wine world, South Africa continues to be a major player, producing some of the finest wines in the world. But we're also seeing these exciting developments in other regions. For example, Kenya is emerging as a producer of high-quality coffee liqueurs, blending their world-renowned coffee beans with traditional distilling techniques to create these really unique and flavorful spirits.
Taking that coffee experience to a whole new level, and what about artisanal food products? Any standout examples there?
Oh, there are so many. One example that comes to mind is Yuswara, a South African company that specializes in luxury teas and herbal infusions. They source their ingredients from across the continent, blending traditional African botanicals with modern flavor profiles to create these really unique and delicious tea blends. Their packaging is also stunning, reflecting a deep respect for African artistry and design.
It's like they're elevating that tea ritual to an art form, infused with the flavors and aromas of Africa. It's amazing to see how African brands are making their mark in so many different product categories, from fashion and jewelry to food and beverages.
And it's not just about the products themselves, right? It's about the stories behind them, the people who create them, the cultures that they represent. Mm-hmm. African luxury brands are tapping into this growing desire for authenticity, for sustainability, for connection. They're offering consumers a chance to experience the soul of Africa through its products, its people, its landscapes.
A powerful narrative that's resonating with consumers around the world. But beyond those individual products and brands, what does this all mean for Africa as a whole? How is this luxury boom impacting the continent's economic and social landscape?
That's a great question, and it's one that we'll explore in our final segment. Stay tuned as we delve into the wider implications of Africa's luxury revolution.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We spent this episode, really exploring this vibrant world of African luxury, from those key trends and the forces that are driving it to those standout brands and products that are making such a global impact.
Yeah, and what I think is so striking is that it's not just about this booming market, it's
right. It feels so much bigger than that, right? It feels like it's about this cultural transformation, economic empowerment, and how the world perceives Africa.
Exactly. And the growth of this luxury market is having this ripple effect across so many different sectors and communities.
Yeah, and our sources highlighted some really interesting examples of how this is playing out.
Well, one area where we see a significant impact is job creation. The luxury industry, by its very nature, relies on, skilled artisans, craftspeople, service providers. As that demand for these goods and experiences increases, so too does the need for, a skilled workforce.
So it's not just about creating jobs. It's about creating those high quality jobs that value those traditional skills and craftsmanship.
Exactly. We're seeing this in the fashion industry, where brands are investing in training programs for local artisans. They're preserving those traditional techniques like hand weaving and beading, ensuring fair wages and working conditions.
And it's not just limited to fashion. What about other sectors?
The luxury tourism industry is another great example. As more and more high-end travelers are seeking out those authentic cultural experiences, those eco-conscious adventures, the demand for, skilled guides, hospitality professionals, conservationists is increasing. This creates so many opportunities for local communities to benefit directly from tourism while also preserving, their natural and cultural heritage.
Yeah, so it's like a win-win situation, economic growth going hand in hand with that cultural preservation and community empowerment.
Exactly. And this goes beyond just job creation. The luxury boom is attracting investment in infrastructure, technology skills development, all of which contribute to broader economic growth and social progress.
Yeah, it's creating this positive feedback loop where success in one area is really fueling growth in others.
And another interesting aspect is this role of luxury in promoting entrepreneurship. We're seeing this surge in African entrepreneurs launching their own luxury brands, challenging those established norms and creating these innovative products and services that cater to this global market.
Yeah, it's like this new generation of African creatives and innovators are stepping onto the world stage, armed with this fresh perspective and a deep understanding of their own cultural heritage.
And they're not just creating businesses, they're building brands that, you know, tell stories. They celebrate African identity and inspire this sense of pride and possibility.
So the luxury boom isn't just this economic phenomenon. It's this cultural and social force that's reshaping perceptions both within Africa and globally.
Absolutely. It's challenging those stereotypes, showcasing Africa's creativity and sophistication. And it's attracting attention from investors, tastemakers, cultural influencers worldwide.
Yeah, it's like Africa is really reclaiming its narrative, moving beyond those traditional images of poverty and conflict to reveal a continent that's vibrant, diverse, and just brimming with potential.
And this shift in perception is incredibly powerful. It creates opportunities for collaboration, innovation, cross-cultural exchange. It opens doors for African businesses to expand into new markets, to attract, you know, top talent, and to build lasting partnerships that benefit everyone involved.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that virtuous cycle where success breeds success. And that rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly. And what's so exciting is that this is just the beginning. Africa's luxury market is still relatively young, and its potential is vast. As global interest continues to grow, I think we can expect to see even more innovation, creativity, and impact in the years to come.
It's an inspiring journey, and it's been so fascinating to delve into it with you today.
The pleasure was all mine. I'm always thrilled to explore this evolving landscape of African luxury. It's dynamic and multifaceted, and it never ceases to amaze me.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the business of luxury in Africa, what's the one key takeaway that you want our listener to walk away with today?
I think the most important thing to remember is that African luxury is about more than just products and services. It's about a continent that's brimming with creativity and culture and the spirit of innovation. It's about this shift in perception, both within Africa and globally, that's creating these opportunities for economic growth, social progress, and cultural exchange. It's a story that's still being written, and it's one that we should all be paying attention to.
Beautifully put, and for our listeners, we encourage you to continue exploring this world of African luxury. Discover the brands, the stories, the experiences that resonate with you. You might just find yourself inspired, challenged, and transformed by what you discover.
And who knows, you might even find yourself playing a part in shaping the future of this exciting and ever-evolving landscape.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.